anybody was behind me, but y'all are here. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Zechariah 4:10. Zechariah. You know where that is? Well, go to the middle of the Bible and start turning backwards, and you'll find it real easy. Praise the Lord. For who hath despised the day of small things? Malachi, then there's Zechariah. See it? Who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. So this is what he's saying. If you spurn small beginnings, you will change your tune when you see this thing finished. That's what it says. Now, the seven eyes mean that God's looking to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on that project that they're talking about right here. Okay? And we'll talk about that. I don't know. A few years ago, probably, I told you the story of a man named Fulton Osler. And he's the author of The Greatest Story Ever Told. You know that? You know about Jesus? You know? And so he wrote mystery novels, and he penned by Anthony Abbott. And he had this nurse named Anna, and she was born a slave, but she came into their home, and she was there at his birth. She was there at his mother's birth, so she'd been around a long time. And he said that she taught him a very great lesson, that she would sit at the table. She'd fold her hands across, you know, in her little starched apron, and she would say, "Lord, much obliged, Lord, for these victuals." And he was a little boy, and he'd say, "Anna, what are victuals?" And, of course, Jed Clampett, we talk about him again. He knew what victuals were, right? Granny made them all the time. Anyway, so she replied, "That what I have to eat and drink, that's victuals." That's what she said. And he says, "But you're going to get your victuals whether you thank the Lord or not." And she replied, "Sure, but it makes everything taste better to be thankful." Isn't that true?
Yeah.
That is just so true. Proverbs 13:7 says, "Some people pretend that they are rich, but they have nothing. Others pretend that they are poor, but they are really rich." So Anna's rich on the inside first. She understood who was giving her everything that she had. Praise the Lord. So don't despise her small beginnings of being thankful. Amen? A lot of people have plenty, and they still feel like they're poor. And then there are people that are dirt poor, and they feel like they're rich. Amen? What's the difference? Gratitude. Being thankful for what you have. Amen? So there in Zechariah, there are people, and they're complaining about the building of the second temple, okay? So, because it didn't compare to Solomon's temple. His was much grander. So just for history's sake, in case someone here doesn't know this, Israel went into exile four times. Most of you know that. First one is Babylon, that's Nebuchadnezzar. You remember him. So, he actually destroyed the first temple, and he took about 10,000 elites and he moved them into Babylon, Daniel and his three friends being some of those people. They actually leave people in Israel to man the farms. A lot of them are Samaritans, I believe. And so, but that's where we pick up on Daniel's story. And then Daniel continues into the next king, which was Darius, and that's when Persia took over Babylon. And so he was favorable to the Jews. And then here comes Cyrus. He's next, and you're real familiar with him. Still Persia, and he's favorable to the Jews. But what he does is he says, "Go ahead and build." So he tells Zerubbabel and Joshua, you can build. We'll let you do that. And so they're doing that. And then here comes Xerxes, and he stopped the building. Now that's Purim. That's Esther. He came along and he stopped it. And then the next rule would have been, those are all under the same Persia. And then the Greeks came in, that's Alexander the Great, and then Rome. And so we're looking at the story here that is in the days of Cyrus. And so it was disgraceful. Remember Sanballat and Tobias?
Yeah.
They're thwarting as Nehemiah's working on the wall. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
So they're unhappy about it. So the enemies are unhappy about the temple. And the Jews are unhappy about the temple because it's not as good as the one before. You know? The one we had last time was better, you know. But here's the thing. In the eyes of the Lord, it was good. He actually liked it. So, as the governor of Judah, Zerubbabel was appointed as one of the initial leaders who supervised that thing, the construction of it. And he's working with Joshua. Now, that's not Joshua. Moses is Joshua. This is much later. This is Joshua, the high priest. So they're working together. And so when they've gotten settled down, it was about 14 months when everything settled down, they start rebuilding. But it's not long before opposition rises up, the adversaries come in, and then we see Xerxes come in, and so things start getting shut down again. Now, the point here that I want to make is that they were not grateful, and they got shut down. This isn't good enough. We're shut down. So eventually it was finished. They did finish it, and they called it, we knew it as Herod's temple. Now, this is interesting because he took over and worked on it in 19 to 20 BC. They were actually working on it on 512 BC. So this thing went through a lot of change and got stopped several times before they finished it. But it was built to look like Solomon's temple, but the footprint was much smaller. So people were not happy, and they continued to be unhappy because they kept thinking about Solomon's temple. Remember, they did that with Egypt. They got out there eating, you know, quail burgers. And they were like, oh, if we just had leeks and onions. Remember, there was always something to complain about. Yeah. Actually, those quail burgers were probably pretty good. Anyway, but the temple was to see the day of great things. It came into great things. The scripture says in Haggai 2:9, the latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, and in this place I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. So the latter house is greater than the former house. That's what God said about it. So he's pleased.
Yeah.
He didn't care about the smaller footprint. He was just excited about it. He was ready for it. He liked it. So the day of small beginnings is especially God's day. He likes it. And he said this. He said, strength is made perfect in what? Weakness, right? And I mean, this is God's business, church. This is what he does. He's in the business of taking small things and weak things and making them strong. He raised Joseph from the prison, David from the sheepfold, Daniel from slavery, converted the world with fishermen and a tent maker. Come on. And then himself being starting out being a carpenter. Amen. So small beginnings, but ending up doing great. Amen. Do not despise small beginnings. Praise the Lord. The latter glory was greater. And I want you to keep that in your thinking. We should be grateful for small beginnings. Everything starts in just almost a hidden place. If you think about it, it all starts somewhere where it's not in big focus. Anything that's ever formed, including babies, you know, it's obscure, but it can end up being so great. Whatever you're doing for God, do it with your whole heart because it's great. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
What matters is what you're doing it toward. And we're doing it to God. They were building that temple toward God. And he loved it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we should be grateful that we can do that. Now, let's back up just a little bit. God gave Zechariah a vision now. So if you go back and read the story, I'm not going to go back. I'm just going to tell you what it's about. there's the golden lampstand. Remember, he sees a vision, an angel comes to him, and he sees a vision. And the golden lampstand, of course, was meant to stand in the temple. And since Zechariah and these people are actually to rebuild the temple, it makes good sense that God is going to use images to relate to the temple. But in addition to the lampstand, Zechariah saw something that was never in the temple, and that was the two olive trees, the two olive branches that supplied seven lamps with oil through seven pipes. You get the picture? Now, listen, one of the most tedious jobs in the temple, one of the duties there is that constant care of those lamps. Because they had to continually refill the oil, they had to change the wicks, they had to fix them, they had to clean the soot. So there's a lot of work. Hear me now. There's a lot of work to keeping those things going. But now Zechariah sees these olive branches feeding the oil. Okay? Are you with me? He sees them feeding the oil there. They're fueled by, and they always were fueled by pure, specially prepared olive oil, but this lampstand is being fed straight from the olive branches, straight from the trees. It's coming in. So he's like, he wants an explanation of that. And so this is what the angel said to him. He said, do you get this? This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Okay? So, the work will be done by Holy Spirit. Might focuses on collective strength. It is the resources of a group, like all of us together. Power focuses on individual strength. God says, not by the resources of many or one, but by my spirit. So it'll not be by your cleverness. It'll not be by your ability or your physical strength that the temple will be rebuilt, but it'll be by the spirit of God. Amen. So I would just submit to you right now, prophetically, and just word-wise, that this is the same for us in every endeavor. What is about to happen to us, the Church of the Living God, and in our local church particularly, we are stepping into new places. And it won't be because we tried to figure it out. We will get there by the power of the Holy Spirit and being led. We will not be driven. We will be led by the Spirit of God. If he says yes, we'll go. If he says no, we won't go. If he says do this, we'll do that. If he says don't do that, we won't do it. If he says be quiet, we'll be quiet. If whatever he says to do, we're going to do.
Amen. Yep.
That's right. Amen. And by his power, we're going to see amazing things in the endeavors that we have in the next couple of years. Now, I'm going to read these two verses together to you. This is Zechariah 4, 6, and 7. So he answered and said unto me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel, that you become a plain? And he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Amen. So, you know, we all want the will of God in our lives. I don't think there's anyone within the sound of my voice that is not interested in the will of God. We want to do God's will. Particularly, we want to because we know God's will is good. He's not going to send us into something that we hate. Amen. He's going to put us in places that we may take adjustments sometimes, but it'll be what's good for us and what we enjoy many, many times. So we all want God's will. And you know, we can think about altering and we can think about changing this and that, but the real answer is this, church, wanting more of Holy Spirit. This is the answer to our immediate future and our future until the rapture is having more of the Spirit of God. Well, you know, Pastor, we're word people. Absolutely. But I'll tell you this, you're going to get legalistic and dry up if you don't have Spirit on word. Church, the Spirit of God wrote the word. And so you don't want to have not one and the other. You want to have both of them, word and spirit together, truth and spirit together. Jesus told the woman at the well that those that worship him should worship God in spirit and in truth. And so right now, in this time, because God said the whole earth would fill with the glory, and we know that we are in the great awakening, we know that we must press into more of Holy Spirit. If you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, what is about to take place with us will be a total work of grace. So let's be thankful for grace. Yes, Lord, I will say that. Church, you do not have to earn your healing. Just receive it. Just receive it. You don't have to earn prosperity. Just receive it. Just do your assignment. All you have to do is do your assignment and prosperity will come. When the work is done through the with human might or power, we could take credit for it. But when the work is done by the continual supply of the Spirit of God, then God gets all the glory. And that's absolutely what we're looking for. So right now, God wants to supply us with a continual flow of the Spirit of God. And this is what we're calling it, fresh oil. Fresh oil. Even right now, while I'm speaking the word to you, receive fresh oil. Just receive the Holy Spirit afresh right now. By my Spirit. Why oil is good, is a good representation of the Holy Spirit? Why would it be? Oil lubricates when used for that purpose. There is little friction and wear among those who are lubricated by the Spirit of God. It cuts the friction down between us. The love of God is able to get through when you're anointed. Amen. Oil heals, and it was used as a medicinal treatment in the biblical times. The Spirit of God brings healing and restoration. Oil lights when it is burned in a lamp. Where the Spirit is, there is light. Amen. Oil warms when it is used as fuel or a flame. Where the Spirit of God is, it's warmth and comfort. Amen. Can you think about when you really sensed warmth and comfort? And it wasn't necessarily in the best of days. Sometimes you could just feel God holding you tight in the middle of a storm. He was there. Amen. Sometimes you just were like, how am I even existing through some of the things that we've been through? But we did, because Holy Spirit was so strong. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Praise the Lord. Oil invigorates when used to massage. The Holy Spirit invigorates us for service. Oil adorns when applied as a perfume. The Holy Spirit adorns us and makes us more pleasant to be around. Hallelujah. That's a good thing, isn't it? Oil polishes when used to shine metal. The Holy Spirit wipes away our grime and smooths out the rough places. Glory to God. So what we have is oil lubricates, it heals, it lights, it warms, it invigorates, it adorns, it polishes. Praise the Lord. Holy Spirit does all of those things. And I'm just inviting you to just receive fresh oil. Just receive fresh oil. We thank you for it, Lord, and we praise you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for fresh oil. The two olive branches supplying the oil, of course, the Holy Spirit. But listen, I'm going to tell you something. It was the Holy Spirit through people. It's the Holy Spirit through people. Like the two anointed ones. Who was being anointed to lead this thing? Zerubbabel and Joshua the priest. They're anointed to do it. So you see that many times in the word, that there are two people leading who actually are anointed together to flow into parts of ministry. Moses and Aaron, Joshua and Caleb, Elijah and Elisha, Peter and John, Paul and Barnabas, Billy Graham and Mr. Barrows, Kenneth and Jerry. Yeah, that's right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesse. But that's the truth. God anoints people to go in together and move and flow through things. Amen. You can just be anointed together. Flow into things. You know, you don't have to rub each other the wrong way because you're anointed. And what happens? Because the love of God is in that anointing. It's shed abroad in our hearts. And so we don't have to be touchy. We don't have to, when someone just rubs us a little bit the wrong way, we can just cool down and go, that's all right. That's no big deal. Amen. Yep. Can it be done? It absolutely can. Yep. My father in the Lord is probably one of the most persecuted people on the earth. Mm. And he's loved the people that persecuted him.
Yes, he has.
Amen. He has. Yeah. To this day, and I mean, people have gone after him for all kinds of things, even senators and all kinds of things, things that he wasn't guilty of, and he loves people. I mean, there'd be people come up and get in his face and blah, 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 and I don't believe a word you know, and where some people would want to go, the love of God, the anointing. And guess what? You're anointed.
Yeah.
You're anointed. You can live in that. Just receive fresh oil. Amen. One of the interesting things about this is, of course, there's a continual supply. So all you have to do is receive it. Amen. Mm-hmm. When we say the words anointed ones, the literal translation here is sons of oil. In Hebrew, that's a Hebrew idiom. And when you say the sons of something, you're saying that it's radically characterized by that thing. So, you remember the sons of thunder?
Yeah.
Well, they were like thunder, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you were like a son of a gun, you'd be like a gun. That's close. I'm going to get on that. Yeah, praise the Lord. So, but this is exactly what it is. You are sons of the anointed one, which means this. You are anointed. Now, we know that. We know that Christ isn't Jesus' last name. We absolutely know that he is the anointed one and his anointing, and we are Christians, little anointed ones. We are sons of the anointing. And so we might as well drink up. We might as well drink up and enjoy the Spirit of God. Church, I know you know this, but it bears repeating. The Word of God will change your life. You keep hearing and hearing and hearing and depositing truth. It'll change your life because it'll separate soul from spirit. You'll start getting rid of self eventually if you choose to.
Yeah.
I mean, you could hear it your whole life and stay shut off. But if you chose to really hear the word and let it penetrate you and you began to be responsible for the truth that you're hearing, then you'll change.
Yeah.
But also, if you're willing to drink of the Spirit of God and partake of the anointing, he can push some stuff out that it might would have taken you 10 years to do, and he can do it in one swoop. That's how miracles happen. That's how you change. He can come in. He can take pain away. He can make people come into their right minds. He can bring about blessings. Amen. Praise the Lord. He can change things. Favor can come. You could just have a total renewal. And in fact, when I see people that get born again, I see them change. But when they get baptized in the Holy Spirit, you can really see them change. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. And the thing about being baptized in the Holy Spirit is it's not a one-time event.
No.
Keep on being filled. Amen. Because you're the sons of oil. How did the trees supply the oil? It came out of the trees. They didn't get it. It came out of them. All Real ministry is the giving of yourself. That's what it is. It's the giving of ourselves. It doesn't matter how much we have. What matters is how much we give of ourselves.
Yeah.
Is that right? It's not how much we have. It's how much we give of ourselves. For example, some people are like a huge tank of oil that you might see at a refinery. Okay? And you think, wow, that's enough oil to last for a lifetime. But you can't fill your tank at the refinery. There's no delivery there, right? That's not where it comes from. So at the refinery, you have the big supply, but no delivery. But a 5-gallon can of gas at your home can carry a little supply, but it'll deliver. It'll deliver. Small beginnings. Your 5-gallon can of gas can deliver and can be refilled all the time. You can go on fuel runs, right? Praise the Lord. You can go on fuel runs. So you don't have to be some big, huge man or woman of power and have the power of the hour of power and all that. You just have to be you and be anointed, and whatever it is you do, whatever is your assignment, if you do it unto God.
Yeah.
And stop and think about that. You know, the scripture says don't think so highly of yourselves, does it? Over in Romans 12. It says, let every man not think so highly of themselves, like, you know, that's beneath me. I spent my morning scrubbing a toilet. Me and that toilet went to war.
Yeah.
Then Deb did the second shift. We're trying to get it all. But you know, I thank God for this. I'm not trying to talk about myself, but I know you feel like this too. I didn't think, I can't believe I'm scrubbing a toilet. After all, I'm a prophetess. You know what I thought about? How much I loved the person I was scrubbing it for. This is going to help them.
Yeah.
That's what I thought about. I was thinking about, well, I get to do something for somebody. And that's what God grows us up to be. Every time you sing a song, you're blessing everybody in here. You're doing it for God and you're doing it for them. Amen. Every time you catch me when I'm about to fall over up here when I'm praying, you're doing it for God and you're doing it for them. And me too, because I don't fall down. Praise the Lord. Every time. Every time you're at the house loading the songs, there's an anointing for that. And you're doing it for God, but you're doing it for all these people because you love these people. You have to stop and think of why you do things for people, because you love them. You do it because you love them. That's the Holy Spirit in you. That love is coming out in you. And you don't necessarily care all the time about how everything just works out perfect. Or if you get a pat on the back. I'm not looking for a pat on the back. God will take care of me in that situation. But I am looking to be a blessing, and I know you are too. And the Holy Spirit provides that. He provides that oil all the time. In service and in prayer and in praise, Holy Spirit will teach you how to praise God. Holy Spirit will teach you how to pray. Holy Spirit will teach you how to worship. Holy Spirit will teach you how to not stand there and stare at the front. Become aware of Him. Become aware of that anointing flowing through you. Become aware when you reach out and touch someone that you're walking in power. Oh, Pastor, it's just me. No, it's not just you. You're loaded.
That's right. That is right.
You are.
Yeah.
This is, hey, Moses is dead. Sorta. He's actually alive in heaven. But this is not about this, and you're going to see this in this outpouring. It's not one man shows. It's going to be about the body of Christ moving and flowing where you are and what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just declare that the oil just shoves selfishness right out of us. That we just say, purify us, Lord. Clean us out. Help us. Mark us so then when we think about it that we don't immediately revert back to, well, that's not what I want. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that the church, pretty much, especially ours, has grown past the sin of preference. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't like that song. You know, the ride home. Remember, see, y'all are going, what are you talking about? Well, this is what people used to do on the ride home from church, particularly if they were new there. Well, that one girl over there with that long blonde hair, she's really beautiful. She sings really good. But I didn't really like that song. It's a woman pastor. I don't know. You know, hopefully we're past all that kind of stuff. You know? But hopefully the body of Christ will come up to that and move on and be paying attention to what God is saying and God is doing. I don't always like all the songs we sing, but I am actually the praise and worship leader when it boils down to it. I have the right to pull rank if I want to in any situation. But I try to listen to what Deb and Jordan are looking for and not just go, "No, I hate that. Take that one out." Now, sometimes I'm like, I don't think we better do that one. But most of the time I try to hear y'all in these things, right?
Right.
But I don't necessarily like all the songs sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to be in preference. It doesn't have to be what I like. It has to be what Holy Spirit likes and what Holy Spirit will do and how He'll move when you're singing the song.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what matters. And I pray that pastors and praise and worship leaders will always keep that in front of them.
Yeah.
It's not about them controlling it. It's about them listening to the Spirit too. And I've told Deb that many times. I don't really like that. But if y'all think that moves, then okay.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Yeah, why are you talking about praise and worship? Because that's a big part of what we're talking about. This is where the glory's coming from. When we begin to flow and find a way in there. I mean, listen, if we sing a song about the blood, if it's about the blood, there's something in it for us. I don't care if it's that old, just the old, I know I like the old ones, but I don't care what, I mean, there's something in songs that we can pick up that we like. You know, I've preached in a lot of places over the last 30 years, and many times I have to stand there by faith because their songs do not move me whatsoever. A lot of places I've been talk about how poor and naked and broke they are and all kinds of stuff, and I'm not into that kind of stuff. I like the victory songs. I like worshiping God songs. I don't want to hear about being a wretch and all that kind of stuff. But the truth is when I'm in another church, that's not my call. I submit to the pastor in that church. So you can get through these kind of things by faith and just worship God. It doesn't have to be everything you like all the time. Am I helping anybody?
Yeah.
Am I reminding you of some things?
Yeah.
And so this could absolutely be an answer when you have some new folks coming with you. Well, we're not used to that. Well, we don't do that in our church. And you could say, honey, you're not in your church. Praise the Lord. You can do it without being mean, right?
Yeah.
Amen. So we can be those 5-gallon cans of oil. You can deliver, church. You can deliver. You can have the right prayer at the right time.
Yes.
You can lay hands on somebody at the right time.
That's right.
You can see their life change. You can speak a word to them at the right time. And that doesn't mean that you have to light up and a halo appear and music playing. Oh, and now I shall pray for you. All you have to do is smile and say, Jesus.
Oh.
I mean, if anyone's taught us anything, I would say it's Pastor Bill Johnson. He just tells jokes and gets up there and preaches a good word and then just says, and remember that meeting we're in? Then he says, I'm praying for this. And people just start getting healed. And it's not some, oh. Now, let me tell you, I was raised by some Pentecostal people, so I like the Holy Ghost stuff. I like Brother Hagin style stuff. I mean, I like to watch Jessie when she does chicken dance and stuff. I think it's fun. But I like to see people be moved on by the Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah. But that's not always necessary. He can just be still and quiet and raise the dead just like he wants to. We just need to have to depend on him. Amen. Yeah. Y'all receive this tonight?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Wherever you are in your walk, my point tonight is to be grateful. God is enough for the next steps. Get ready for the next steps. The anointing of God and the glory of God can change things easily and quickly. And, you know, how grateful are we that we have Holy Spirit? You have God living on the inside of you. God is in you, wall to wall. What a miracle. What a miracle. I'm so grateful. I'm going to tell you something. Holy Spirit is the most important in your life.
Yeah.
More than anything else. And he's talking all the time.
Yes, he is.
Well, Sunday, you know, we had a good meeting. It was good. Danny and Jordan walked up to me and we were talking about something. And I said, da, 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 da. And I was talking to them. And the Lord said, yeah, no, no, no. Well, after I'd finished preaching and I went, oh, he's still on. Mom, he talks to me anyway, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, he wants to be involved. He wants you to hear him.
Amen.
Well, I can't hear him. Well, get sensitive. You can get sensitive, push stuff out, check yourself out, and worship the Lord in your house.
Amen.
Worship the Lord in your house. Worship the Lord a few times a day. Lord, I worship you. Just in our work atmosphere today, I was loading some clothes in the washer because I can work and do my laundry at the same time. And I was in there singing, thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. And about 10 minutes later, I could hear Danny in there, thank you, Jesus, for the blood. And then Deb walks through the house. And I'm like, praise God that we get to office like that.
Yeah.
And that we're surrounded with people. I'm surrounded with people who are in the Spirit. Flowing in the Spirit. Do we cut up? Oh, me and John Calvary, we can cut up all day long. But we do it in the Lord.
Yeah.
And we have fun. We laugh. We have a good time. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
Every once in a while, your humanity may sneak out, but you can get right back on with the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You can flow in the things of God. He is funny. He is fun. He is powerful. There's no high like the Most High. Now, I know none of you have ever done any drugs or alcohol in here.
Wow.
But I've known some people who have.
Yeah.
What are y'all laughing about? And y'all will get that in a minute. There's nothing like God.
Nothing.
There's not a drink. There's not a smoke. There's not a snort. There's not a drop. There's nothing like God Almighty. He is the highest and the best. I would just say to you, arise and shine. Because your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The glory is here. And he's going to begin to manifest. I can tell you that weekly I'm having visions and dreams. Weekly God is speaking to me about specific things. Now he's always kind of done that with me because of my calling, but it's increasing in more clarity now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting more forceful now. And I think it is with you guys too. God is doing this. The Spirit of God, the Lord told me today, we were driving down the road. We were just laughing. And so we go around the corner. We went to Liberty Hill because, you know, all the stuff going on 1431. It's interesting. And so let's go over to Liberty Hill and we'll eat over there. And then we'll come back home and get ready for church. So we go over there and we're just laughing and talking about stuff. And all of a sudden, at the same time, we both broke out speaking in tongues. And the Lord spoke to us and he said, I'm about to overturn tables. There are things on tables that need to be overthrown.
Yeah.
and it's going to start happening immediately. You're going to see things removed that need to be removed. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. That's right. He did say that. He said, I'm ringing the bell. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Praise the Lord. He can move on anyone that we come in contact with. You can pour out the love of God on everyone you come in contact with. Love is so powerful. So we just say this tonight. Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Do what you want to do. Have your way in this place. We choose to be small so that you can get the glory. We are forever thankful for you. Holy Spirit, we are so thankful for you. You are good and your mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Kibraste bo sokutanda na lamo sivrebe ke tubriesta ba. Let's pray. Levrebe ke tubriasta mando. Kolovraba kativrebe ke shi. Ki lavrebe ke to lavraba koto na lavraba. Get a microphone. Ki levre he shi tato so lavra. Korondo na lamo sambre ke stava. Istebese berebe ke linda na lamo songra. Kalavrebe ke tubra hasivro hasanda na lamo se. Riste bese ke to lavrabako sim breke to. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Recovery is happening right now. Recovery in limbs right now. Recovery. Karabrabako so lavrabako si. Ke levrebe ke tu braste vos dosa katanda dandalamo si. We worship you, Lord, and give you glory. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to every heart here. Whatever it is that a person needs to hear, just right now in the next 2 minutes as we pray, whatever each person here needs to hear from you, we declare they hear it in Jesus' name. Sigraste, bosom, branta, tonda, danda la mosi. Lestovra bacalavre, bacotonda, danda la mosi, brehe, shutotoso. You just tell me if you have something. Cosavra bacoshibre, becetom, lavra bacotom, braba roboho, lavra bacassin. Bleste bese, berebocosho, braba cotom. Right now's a good time. If you don't pray in tongues, right now's a good time to just start praying in tongues with us. It'll come right out of you. Kirevre behetom, lavrabakotom, rabakosivre beheshi. Sigrest most mas, kidishko lov rabakatibe. Ho lavrabakotom, rabahashido. Selevre beketo lavrabakosom. Hisa lavrabakosom. I just heard this. People are gonna be severed from dangerous things. Severed. It's just, they're cut off from it. Dangerous things. Your children, your grandchildren are severed from dangerous things. Dangerous thoughts. Dangerous mindsets. False media junk that they've heard in Jesus' name.
I heard steps of grace, and the ordered steps. And it was as if you've been off the path, now's the grace to get back on exactly where it needs to be, aligned and stepping in those steps of grace, taking you to the place that you need to be.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. David, you have something? Huh? Come up here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor, I just heard this. I have no idea where this is, but I heard weekend spenders for the weekend spenders. So, Father, whatever that means for the weekend spenders, Father, I thank you that there is an understanding and alignment of the times that whether they're spending in the wrong places on the weekend, Father, that they're coming in to spend in the appropriate places. They're coming in to spend in the appropriate places. They're coming in to feed in the appropriate places. They're coming in to focus on the appropriate places. Mm-hmm. Father, that they are spending with good stewardship. And I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank
you. Art Jr., get ready. God's got something for you to say.
What I saw as I was praying is many of you have been obedient in so many little things.
So many little things you have done. Just a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, a little bit there. And it's all coming together. It's snowballing. And it's catching up to you. I see a wave. Like you're standing looking at the beach, and this wave is going to hit you and just knock you into a glory cloud.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Holy
Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. You are empowered to step through. Step over and step through. Come into your fullness. My light is upon you. Step through. Today is your day for favor.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Jesse, come here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, I just got a...
When he said that, I heard outpouring, outpouring, outpouring. So thank you, Lord, for the outpouring, the favorous outpouring. That's that wave, that favorous outpouring overtaking, the favorous outpouring overtaking, washing in and washing out what doesn't belong. Thank you.
That's good. That's good.
I also saw in the spirit when he talked about the wave. If you've ever been to the ocean and you're not aware of the movement of the waves. It can knock you flat out and down. But when you're prepared, you can ride that thing all the way in to the shore.
Yeah.
And I believe that these waves that are coming in, we're prepared to ride that wave all the way in.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I also hear in the spirit, remember, 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 remember. I see in the spirit a child opening a gift and the excitement and the anticipation of the gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. As you're opening, it's almost, the excitement in the opening of the gift is just as important of what's in the package. So prepare. Build an anticipation.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Craig, do you have something from the Lord? God must have something for you. You keep coming right up into my spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come here, Chris and Jenna. Y'all come here for a minute. Thank you, Lord. Thanks. Stay here, Jesse, please. Thank you, Lord. Art, come up here, please. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come ushers to help. Thank you, Lord. 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 Wide doors of opportunity open unto you. Open unto you. 24 will be like never before. This is going to be your year. Ease and grace will come and take its place and flow through you like a river. And cause great happenings all around. Promotion is at hand. Watch and see. I'm about to push you forward into all that I have planned. Somebody finish it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I heard the Lord say there will be great support. There'll be great support. There's been days where it seemed like you were standing on three legs. The great support will have a sturdy foundation. It will be like pillars beneath you where you're able to build and to move and to go forward into a structure that you didn't even see possible. The heights, the great heights. I see it almost going to other realms. There's building not just in the natural, but into the other realms where the pillars and the support are going to move you into places, go into places, dimensional changes that you didn't even realize existed, things that maybe you haven't even understood in your natural mind yet that you will be stepping into, because there is a support system, a great support system that is causing you to build quickly and move in such a great measure. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Stay right there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Coals. 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 Praise God, praise God, praise God. Woo! They just got a brand new anointing in their mouth just right then. Woo! That's pretty strong up here. Glory to God. Pat and Macon, will y'all come up here, please? I saw something specifically for you in the spirit, and I think someone here is going to help me finish it. Deb, you want to come up here, please? Deb, come up here. So I saw and heard this. You've done well, but now we're talking about multi. And I saw the both of you as if you had hands filled with diamonds and you cast them out and they went everywhere. Multiplication just went everywhere. The anointing to prosper has been on you, but now it's going up seven levels. In every kind of prosperity, fun, money, yes, but all, everything that goes with it, the ability to bless mankind is upon you in the name of Jesus. Do y'all have anything else on that?
Yes. A broader table all the way across, wider circumference. And as you step into that greater pool, it just keeps going out and expanding further and further and further. You're going to see new horizons like you've never seen before in the realm of giving and in the realm of quiet influence on others. You will have words that will reach to the very roots of people's souls. And they will be a pivotal turning in their life.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Either one of y'all have something on that?
The diamonds being an impenetrable gem that you're releasing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard for a reason. It can't be penetrated. And so when you disperse, they can't relent. It can't be penetrated. It can't be broken into.
Mm-hmm.
I also saw in the spirit that the power of your agreement. In the past, you've agreed on some things and you've saw God do some pretty amazing things. But in these future things that are coming, your discernment of agreement, I keep hearing the Spirit of God say, these two, when these two come into agreement, things happen. Because the depth that you both carry, it causes things to happen faster in the supernatural than just, oh yeah, I'm in agreement with that. I mean, when you come into agreement, there's a harmony there and it just sets things off in the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. God's going to move you into greater things because you're getting greater revelation. And the deeper the revelation, the deeper the harmony of those, that agreement.
Yeah. I heard this. They can't say no. They can't say no. And immediately when I heard that, I sensed Azusa Street. When Azusa Street happened, when the glory came in Azusa Street, in both places where it came there, Bonnie Bray and in the warehouse and places like that, there would be people a mile away get off a train. And when they got off that train, they fell out in the spirit because the power of God was so strong in the city. And so there are people, the spirit of God on you both will not relent. I'm talking, this is a powerful presence of God. And so I'm not just talking about you because I know y'all sail. I'm talking about even things you just say and people are going to go, well, you know, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can't deny that. They're telling the truth. That's it right there. And I'm telling you, it's going to cut a swath. It's going to cut a path like you've never seen before. Through families, through friends, through business, through across the lake over there, there's a path. And you're cutting it. And you need to believe this because it's on you. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord.
I saw your words just go into a... Like, you know how in a biology lab and they stick a needle inside of a cell? I saw your words doing that in social circles.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. There's coming a day you won't even have to be very discreet. They're going to run to you and say, tell me the truth. And, you know, we all are discreet in how we treat people out there because you have to watch how you approach people. Not everybody's ready to, do you want to know Jesus? You know, we watch and pray. Keith Moore taught us that. You don't just jump on everybody. You follow the Spirit of God with who you're going to minister to. And y'all have done that mindfully. But they're going to start coming to you.
Yeah.
Miraculously.
Yes.
Thank you for it, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Craig, I've got it now. I've got it. God put something on the shelf for you that you are going to come to the day and meet it. And you're going to love it. And he's got it for you. And it's kind of work, but it's not hard. It's something that you enjoy so much. It's just fun and it's coming and it's very relatable to your soul, to your personality, to your bent. And you're going to enjoy every minute of it and it's going to fulfill every purpose that God designed for you. Every one, every single one. You're going to look at it and go, ha, look at that. Look at that. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Got the Brother Hagin on me. Shoo. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So anything that would try to get tangled won't. It won't. It just won't. I'm talking about smooth. Just smooth. Just restful. And great finances and blessing moving forward. Yeah, the enemy would like to say some stuff, but he's a liar. And you'll put him down every time. Every time you'll put him down. Thank you for it, Lord. Do you want to say something? You okay? Okay, we'll save that. We'll save a testimony then. Praise the Lord. Okay. Go ahead.
Karina, I saw in the spirit this baby's a worshiper, and I actually saw angels singing to this baby and just giggling, worship, 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 worship. This baby is a worshiper, and I just see already in the womb worship happening. There's worship taking place. So,
praise God, praise God, hallelujah.
So I actually had for Bobby. I heard strength, great strength, and then Samson is who rose up, and he took that jawbone and killed thousands. And it's not a natural strength. I'm not saying you're not naturally strong, but it's not a natural strength. It's that if you stand up and take authority in your home, if you stand up and take authority in a place, that strength is within you to take authority over the spiritual realm like that. And so he's placed that on the inside of you. It's specifically for you. It's, you're holding a place in the Spirit of God where you have the ability to take an atmosphere.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Susanna, I see the Beauty and the Beast. You continue to love people around you, and they will come out and be who they really should be.
Oh, amen.
They will, and it's starting now.
Amen.
It's starting now. They will come through. That beast will peel away in Jesus' name. The beauty and the oil of the Holy Spirit flows so strongly through you. And it's going to begin to affect people that you're just sitting in the office with them and they just don't know why they feel like they feel. I'm telling you, and I'm telling you, all of us, you're going to walk past people who will start crying. They'll start crying because they can't, they just feel the presence of God so strong. You need to believe that right now. Ever since we started flowing in the Spirit, I've just gone deeper and deeper into the Spirit. I mean, He hit me like a wind a minute ago. So strong. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. You're good? Go ahead.
Miss Claudia, I saw you, I heard the Lord say single-handed movements, and it was as if you were taking a tennis racket and you were about to whack that thing across the course. And, there's been a question about if you could do it with just you. If you could do single-handed movement, you're knocking that thing out of the park.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You got anything, Bobo? Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
It's for a female. I can't see the picture, but I can see everything else like it's a movie. You're standing in front of a mountain. You're facing a big mountain, and you think it's impossible to get over. And you've been standing in front of this mountain. You're at the foot of it, and I don't know how to say it, but it's paralysis by analysis. You've been standing in front of this thing for weeks, maybe months, trying to figure out how you're going to get up this mountain to get over it. You're tacked up. You have your harnesses on and stuff. And he's saying, movement. Just trust me. Hand it over to him. And you're going to just take a step. And as you take a step in movement, the mountain is going to level down. And the mountain levels down, and as you're going up, he's going to bring it all the way down to where you're just walking straight across a straight plane. So, movement.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Prophetic words are about being launched.
Yeah.
That's what they're about. They're said in a form of encouragement, but they launch and birth. That's what's happening right now. Now, you take them or you throw them away. But if you take them, God will begin to walk that out with you. He'll play checkers with you. He just said it right there. Jordan just said it. When you take the step, the mountain will go away. See? So it's about you going, okay, Lord, I got that word. Now I'm going to pray about that. I have friends in another city who are ministers, and I gave them a word. Don't ever let go of a word. Don't ever let go. I mean, sometimes I was listening to Mac Hammond, and he had a word from 25 years ago is now coming to pass. So when God gave them a word through me and said, you're going to double your income and you're going to have some more work, but it'll be done easily and it'll be like living in the rest. Well, they texted me early this morning and they said, we just want you to know that the prophecy has come to pass. My friend has been invited to be a part of a Bible college, and in that with a very prestigious position. And he's also the pastor of a church, and it doubled his income. But he's got such a strong team in church and at the college that it will allow for him to do it all with ease. But they didn't, they know me pretty well. I've prophesied to them for over 25 years. And so they keep these things, and it happened. It'll happen if you'll hang on to it. Don't just take what happens as, well, we had a moment of glory. Take these things that everybody has given you and say, this is mine. This is mine. I have this. It belongs to me. And watch God do it. He'll move through it. It's about launching. Listen, it's not about this. Well, I sure do hope what they say comes to pass. It's an invitation. There are plenty of people who walk away and say, well, that never happened to me. This is a matter of faith. This is a matter of believing. It happened to him. And now their lives are, they're flowing, and it's going to actually cause them to be able to minister to many more people. In fact, worldwide, because it's a worldwide Bible college. Praise the Lord. So isn't that wonderful? And I just thank God that I got to be a part of that. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You remember these things. You remember how you were anointed. You remember how you walked through these things. God will do it. Praise the Lord. We're good? Praise the Lord. Good, boys? You have something? Okay, come on.
I saw a seed pod, like the ones you blow. And it was grabbed from this church and blown hard, and then the seeds just dispersed, just floated everywhere. And
praise
the Lord's
God.
Planting what is on this house to be serviced into the people of the world.
Say it.
Yanakiate. into the people of the world,
yeah.
The nations, the people. Gayatamekwe. And the Lord says, remember, Caleb, you tell me what I promised you.
Come on, come on.
Yakiamate. And I will do it for you. You are just as strong now in your older age as you were when I promised you. And that's how I see you. And I will render it to you by my own hand, says the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. What you don't know is we had a staff meeting this morning, and I presented becoming a partner with Mac and Lynn Hammond, who are going to plant 50 churches in the next 5 years. And I told the staff, I said, listen, when we get in with them and sow our seed with them, that's as good as us doing it, first of all, but it will also come back on us and open something for the world. And Danny had been praying, and what'd you say? Remember what you said?
Yes. So the Lord had, through prayer meeting had said through me, a local church with a global calling. And that was several months ago. A local church with a global calling.
So step one, we're going to plant the seed. So we're going to become partners with them in planting these churches. They're in the Caribbean right now. They're in South America right now. And then they're believing God for a second plane to travel over the pond. And they're going to start planting over there. Now, some of you may not know who they are. Most of you know who they are. But I mean, they're trusted, wonderful people. And so this is our opportunity to grab hold of something we've been wanting to do for a long time. And where we're connected to Worldwide Ministries, of course. I mean, like several handfuls that we give to. But this was church planting, which I have always wanted to do, but we've never had. Yeah.
And it's called flight status.
Yeah, flight status. Yeah.
Flight status.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. That's exciting, y'all. Praise God. So I'll just tell you, you're going to be part of churches all around the world. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's receive our offering and we'll try. Okay. Can you tell them in English? You got that? While we're getting ready to receive our offering, I had given MJ a Strong's Concordance, and somebody right behind her kept waving their hand that they wanted one. Who are you? Must be someone who's not here tonight. Someone was waving their hand and saying, I'm believing God for a Strong's Concordance. Nobody? Okay. Okay, everybody has one? Oh, okay. Well, here's your Strong Concordance. Praise the Lord. You're welcome. All right. If you would like to give via text message in the amount you want to give, text BCHL in the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. Father, we thank you for every tither and every giver. We thank you, Lord. I'm going to say something we used to say a long time ago we learned from one of our first pastors. We declare that our funds go round and round in the body of Christ and changes the world in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Come on. Praise the Lord. Touching lives. I mean, I'll tell you, we give to the Copelands. We give to the Savelles. We give to Nancy Dufresne. We give to Billy Brim. We give to Kelly Copeland. We give to, we give to the Five, which are the Hollers. We give to this, you're all giving to all these things. We give to Prayer Mountain and the Ozarks. We give to, oh gosh, who? Keith Moore, Marion Zirkle, Christians United for Israel, and then a plethora of other people. And by the way, I did tell you that Chip wants to come, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Praise the Lord.
Tell him about Shelly tomorrow.
Oh, Shelly is going to be in Liberty Hill tomorrow night. Shelly Brim. She's going to be at the Cowboy Church. Y'all are going? Praise the Lord. You're going to love her. She's amazing. She's so funny. I love that girl. So they call her the Silver Eagle now. Glory to God. All hearts and minds clear? Okay, let's stand up. Praise the Lord. It's been a good evening. We're full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You know, you might, I feel like I need to say this to you. Somebody here might say, why is it every time we get in the Spirit, y'all start prophesying? We can't help it. It's who we are. It's what we do. There are a lot of other ways to worship God, and those things come through also.
Yeah.
But be glad.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul had a lot to say about prophecy.
Yeah, he sure did.
So he said, above all,
yeah,
want to prophesy. Mm-hmm. Benny?
And words are what make everything work. So, we have just a few announcements coming up. We are doing Feed the Firemen this, not tomorrow, but 1 week from tomorrow is already Thanksgiving. And so we have space for one more team to sign up to help deliver. And so if you're interested in that, you can see Miss Amanda, and she will get you on the list. We just need one more team, and we'll be totally filled up. I believe we have all the dessert slots totally filled up, so we're really excited about that. And so if you're not sure what that is, we go to the local departments on Thanksgiving Day. We're taking them meals that have been made by a local caterer here in town. It's going to be great food. And so we'll take them those and the desserts so that while they're serving on the day of Thanksgiving, we have the ability to bless them with the food. And so it's an awesome opportunity for us, and we're excited to do it. We do have then in December, our Christmas party here in the house will be December 17th. That's a Sunday evening. It'll be at 6 p.m. December 17th. And so we would love for you to join us on that day. The kids will do something that day, and then we'll eat together some finger food. So after we get through, Thanksgiving, I will have sign up sheets in the back so you can bring, foods for that party. We'll just do finger food like things. We've done it several years in the past, where just bring something that you can share with everyone that doesn't require, you know, a big old spoon or anything like that. And then, of course, my rule, bring it in an aluminum pan. Right? Amen. So another thing that we have is we were asked, along with all of the other local churches, to help contribute to the Highland Lakes Crisis Network. As was mentioned, we do partner with them already, but their whole purpose is for the network of churches within this area to bless the people in this area. And so they're setting up a commissary space in one of the buildings here in town with items necessary for those who are displaced. And so I have a list of the items that they're looking for. They're asking for full-size items to keep there. And what they'll do is they'll distribute those if people are displaced. That's someone's home's on fire. They helped with the people where the China Kitchen building burned down. They helped with those there. If when there was a flood, that's when this all started, when that happened. If someone's kicked out of their home, if all kinds of reasons, they have transitional living, but, you know, there's only so much local housing that they can put them in. So they want to be able to give them items that they can at least take and help them in those times. So I made about 20 copies of these. If I need to make more, I'm happy to make more. But we're just asking, we're going to keep a box here and then start filling that box up with these items. So it's everything from laundry soap to dish soap to toilet paper, shampoo, deodorant, hairbrush, feminine products, what any of those, if you can just bring them in and put them in the box, and then we'll deliver them to the Highland Lakes Crisis Network. And so we're excited that we get to be a part. It's something easy that we can do when we're at the grocery store. Just add another one to your cart and then bring it in on Sunday or Wednesday. It's easy for us to do and easy for us to bring in there to bless our community. So do not have the container yet. They just forwarded us the information this week, but I wanted to get the list out in case y'all are wanting to bring something, and we'll have a place for you to put all of those items. So that's it for tonight. And Father, we thank you that we are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name, amen.